Today, Palm Sunday, is also known as Passion Sunday. It is the day that, by tradition, many churches read the entire Passion. Now, I was raised in the Roman Catholic tradition, and you stand during the reading of the Gospel. So Palm Sunday is the worst Sunday of the year because it takes about 15 minutes to read the Passion story, and nobody wants to stand for that long. You have the luxury of being able to sit. So today we share the journey of Jesus to the cross as it's recorded in the Gospel of Mark. And if you're doing your Through the Bible, we're now in Mark, chapters 14 and 15, selected verses. We'll be using a scripture echo reading to share this passage with you. And as we make our way through the verses, we'll be echoing some of the words and phrases, emphasizing and articulating them in different ways. This method of experiencing scripture invites us to hear God's word in a new way, allowing the echo to stretch out the words and phrases that they might linger in our ears as they make their way into our hearts and minds. So listen to the journey of Jesus to the cross.
After singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives, and Jesus said to them,
"You will all fall away, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.'"
You will all fall away.
Fall away.
"But after I have risen, I will go before you into Galilee."
I will go before you.
I will.
Peter declared,
"Even if all fall away, I will not."
I will not.
I will not.
Jesus said to him,
"Truly, I tell you, this very night,
before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times."
Three times.
Three times.
You will deny me.
But Peter insisted,
"Even if I must die with you, I will not deny you."
"I will not deny you."
And all of the others said the same.
They came to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples,
"Sit here while I pray."
While I pray.
He took Peter, James, and John with him, and he began to become distressed and troubled, and he said to them,
"My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep awake."
My soul.
My soul.
My soul.
My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow.
Stay here.
Stay here.
And keep awake.
Going a little farther, he threw himself to the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him.
He said,
"Abba, Father, for you all things are possible."
All things.
All things.
All things.
Are possible. Take this cup from me.
Take this cup.
Abba.
Abba.
Abba, Father, for you all things are possible. Yet not what I want, but what you want.
Not what I want,
but what you want.
Abba.
Take this cup from me, yet not what I want.
He returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter,
"Simon, are you asleep? Could you not keep awake 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak."
Could you not keep awake 1 hour?
Could you not?
Watch and pray.
Watch
and pray.
The spirit is willing,
but the flesh is weak.
Again, He went away and prayed, saying the same words. When he came back, he again found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to say to him.
Their eyes were very heavy.
And they did not know.
They did not know what to say to him.
Returning a third time.
A third time.
He said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Enough."
Are you still sleeping?
Enough.
Enough.
The hour has come. The Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand.
Just as Jesus was speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived.
With him, there was a crowd, armed with swords and clubs, sent from the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders.
Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying,
"The one I will kiss is the man. Seize him and lead him away under guard."
The betrayer had given them a sign.
The one I will kiss
is the man.
Seize him!
Seize him!
Immediately Judas went to Jesus and said,
"Rabbi,"
and kissed him.
Then they seized Jesus and arrested him.
And one of those who stood by drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear.
Then Jesus said to them,
"Have you come out with swords and clubs to capture me, as though I were a robber?
Day after day,
I was with you, teaching in the temple, and you did not arrest me."
I was with you.
Day after day.
But let the scriptures be fulfilled.
Then all of them deserted him and fled.
They led Jesus away to the high priest, and with him all the chief priests, the elders, and the teachers of the law were assembled.
Peter had followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest. There he sat with the guards, warming himself at the fire.
The chief priests
and the whole council were trying to obtain testimony against Jesus,
so they could put him to death.
But they found none.
Many bore false witness against him, but their testimony did not agree.
Then some stood up and gave this false testimony against him.
"We heard him saying,
'I will destroy this temple made with human hands, and in 3 days I will build another.'"
Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus,
"Have you no answer? What is this testimony that they bring against you?"
But Jesus was silent and gave no answer.
Again, the high priest asked him, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?"
"The Son of the Blessed One?"
"The Blessed One."
Jesus said,
I am.
"And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming with the clouds of heaven."
Then the high priest tore his clothes and he asked,
"Why do we need any more witnesses? You have heard his blasphemy. What is your decision?"
And they all condemned him.
They all condemned him to be deserving of death.
Then some began to spit at him, to blindfold him, and to strike him, saying,
"Prophesy!"
And the guards took him and beat him.
While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. When she saw Peter warming himself, she stared at him and said,
"You also were with Jesus, the man from Nazareth."
But he denied it and said,
"I do not know or understand what you are talking about."
And he went out into the entryway.
Then the rooster crowed.
When the servant girl saw him there, she said again to those who stood by,
"This man is one of them."
"This man."
But again, he denied it.
And after a little while, those standing near said to Peter,
"Certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean."
"You are one of them."
But Peter began to curse, and he swore to them,
"I do not know this man you were talking about."
Immediately, the rooster crowed the second time.
Then Peter remembered that Jesus had said to him,
"Before the rooster crows twice, you will disown me three times."
Three times.
Three times.
And he broke down and wept.
As soon as it was morning, the chief priests with the elders, the scribes, and the whole council made their plans. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate.
Pilate asked him,
"Are you the king of the Jews?"
"Are you?"
"Are you?"
"The king of the Jews?"
Jesus replied, "You say so."
The chief priests accused him of many things. Again, Pilate asked him,
"Do you not answer? See how many charges they are bringing against you."
"Do you not answer?"
But Jesus still made no reply.
Jesus still
made no reply.
And Pilate wondered.
Now it was custom at the festival to release a prisoner, whomever the people requested. A man called Barabbas was in prison with the rebels who had committed murder in the rebellion.
The crowd came and asked Pilate to do for them according to his custom. Pilate answered them, saying,
"Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?"
"Do you?"
For he knew that it was only out of envy that the chief priests had handed Jesus over to him.
But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release Barabbas instead.
Barabbas instead.
Pilate asked them,
"What shall I do then with the one you call the king of the Jews?"
"What shall I do?"
"What shall I do?"
They shouted,
Crucify him!
Pilate asked them,
"Why? What evil has he done?"
"Why?"
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 But they shouted all the more,
Crucify him!
They shouted,
Crucify him!
Wanting to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them. He had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified.
The soldiers led Jesus into the courtyard of the palace, and they called together the whole company of soldiers.
They clothed him in a purple robe, and after twisting some thorns into a crown,
they placed it on his head.
And they began to call out to him,
"Hail!
Hail!
Hail!
Hail, King of the Jews!"
They struck his head with a reed, spat on him, and knelt down in homage to him.
After they had mocked him, they took off the purple robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him.
And they led him out
to crucify him.
They compelled a certain man who was coming in from the country to carry his cross. It was Simon of Cyrene.
Then they brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of a skull. They offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it.
They brought Jesus to a place called Golgotha.
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 And they crucified him.
dividing up his clothes among them, they cast lots to decide what each should take.
It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. The inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews."
They crucified two robbers with him,
one on his right and one on his left.
And those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying,
"So you would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days?
Save yourself
and come down from the cross."
In the same way, the chief priests and the teachers of the law mocked him among themselves, saying,
"He saved others,
but he can't save himself.
Let the Messiah, the King of Israel, come down now from the cross, that we may see and believe."
Those who were crucified with him taunted him also.
At noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. And at 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out in a loud voice,
"Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani,"
which means,
my God, why have you forsaken me?"
"My God,
why?
Why?
Why have you forsaken me?"
When some of those standing near heard this, they said,
"Listen, he is calling for Elijah."
Someone ran, filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink, saying,
"Now let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to take him down."
Then Jesus gave a loud cry,
and breathed his last.
The curtain of the temple was torn in two
from top to bottom.
And when the centurion who stood facing Jesus saw the way he breathed his last, he said,
"Surely this man was the Son of God."
Amen.